So check this out. This is out of England. A family took on a bit. Sorry. I'm just gonna, a family. I could read the whole story in English, but I won't. But a family took on a big responsibility by adopting a dog that lost her sight due to an infection. So this family knew that adopting the dog named Tina was going to involve some unique challenges. So they did what they could to prepare, including wearing blindfolds around the house.
Wow.
So Julie Iliff said that she and her family put blindfolds on and walked around the house, knowing that anything they bumped into was going to be an obstacle for their new dog, Tina. So the exercise actually helped them get a lot in order to, you know, before she showed up, making this whole transition a lot easier. So despite not being able to see, it didn't take long for Tina to get settled in and figure out where everything was. It also didn't take Tina long to connect with the family's 11-year-old dog named Tyke.
Aww.
I like that name, who has also helped Tina navigate her surroundings. Now, these two dogs are now great friends, with Tyke seeming to go out of his way to make sure Tina is safe and cared for.
Well, that's a nice story.
It's a great story.
Yeah.
I think that.
To make it really realistic, they would need to get on their hands and knees and crawl around and smell everything, too.
That, too. But, I mean, if you think about it, you know, little obstacles, random nightstands or things around the corner, and that type of stuff could be an obstacle for the dog. So I think that's awesome that they went above and beyond to care for a dog like that, and plus that they adopted a dog with an impairment like
me
that.
Me too. I think that's awesome.
So it's a wonderful story, and that is why it's the happy headline of the day. 98.3 The Coast.